This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on an article in the Bloomberg News entitled, Acorn was the target of the IRS. The headline of the New Orleans Times-Picayune read, Acorn, based in New Orleans, was the target of IRS. So, it caught my eye. The story, to no surprise, concerned revelations of recently available unedited documents from the IRS released by Congressman Elijah Cummings from Maryland and others that Acorn and its successor organizations were lined up for extra scrutiny. This doesn't mean that many did not receive the IRS designations they sought, and in fact, to my knowledge, all of them did. But there were delays, additional questions, and hoops to crawl through. Heck, Acorn International is now in the second year of an interminable IRS investigation by a special forensic accountant based in the North Texas Metroplex. The fellow is likable and relaxed, and so am I. So he's got his job, and I've got mine, and eventually we'll be finished without any big harumph, I assume, because both of us know that we've done nothing wrong, though we were late on some paperwork, and by God, he's right, we need to do better. Contrary to the Republicans and the Tea Party folks, I just assumed that if you're going to do the work we do, organizing lower-income and working families around the world for justice and power, this kind of governmental review comes with the turf. Nonetheless, the more I read about their whining, the more they're about to convince me that maybe they're right. And folks doing what we do should not have a root canal kind of experience every time we interact with the government. What do I know? Anyway, check out the original article from Richard Rubin of Bloomberg News entitled IRS Nonprofit Scrutiny Included Look for Acorn Successors. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.